Okay, we said that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish argue if a androgynous androgynous Kohen marries Yisraelis, if he can let her eat truma, only truma the Rabbanan, because he's a Safik, and Safik the Rabbanan Lakula, and therefore she can eat truma, since maybe he's a man, or even truma d'oraisa and chazei v'shok. And what's it called? Rish Lakish holds only truma d'rabbanan, and only truma d'rabbanan bisman hazeh, when there is no truma d'oraisa. But bisman habayis, where there was truma d'oraisa, then even truma d'rabbanan not because of gzeir. Because if we let her eat truma d'rabbanan, she may come to eat truma d'oraisa. There's no truma d'oraisa, so there's nothing to be gozer. Okay, that's the machlokas. So the Gemara says now we're up to Pe'alef Amud Aleph towards the bottom. Omer le Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish, mi savres truma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. So Rav Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, you hold the truma b'zman hazeh is d'rabbanan. Omer le in, yeah, and I have a proof that it's only d'rabbanan from the following. Shani shone, because I learned the following Mishnah, igul b'igulim ola. I learned that, what's it called, that igul b'igulim, if you have circles of figs that are pressed. So we'll see in 1 second that it'll become clear what we're talking about over here in a few seconds. They are bottle. It's possible for them to become bottle. Eagle be gulim ole. Omerle bahalo anishonis Rav Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, no, I learned chaticha be chaticha ole, not circles of pressed figs, but pieces. We'll see. We'll see what the difference is. Mi sabres kol shedarko limno shoninu, es shedarko limno shonin. Right, and whether Trumas the Rabbanan or not can be inferred from the Mishnayos we're going to see in a second. But then it has to do with the following. Let me just speak it out and then we'll see it inside. There's a machlokes mid the Rabbanan, Dover Choshuv isn't bottled. As normally things are bottled Beshishim, or they're bottled, what's it called, Trumas bottled the Echad Umeya, right? Meya Ve'echad, if what's it called, one gets mixed in with more than 100. Or Orla and Kilaya Kerem are bottled in Masayim, 200. Those are all Dinei Durabanan. And Midurabanan also, something Choshuv is not bottled. What's considered Choshuv? It's Machlokas. Some say what's Choshuv is Kol Shadarko Limnos. Anything that could be counted, sold by weight or by number. Right, exactly. That's something choshev. Even if it's not always sold by number, sometimes you sell it by bunch or bundle or whatever, or estimated, and it's not always sold by number, but it's usually sold by number. That's enough. That's enough to be a kichoshev. And the other man, the Omer, holds no eschedarko. It has to be something that's always sold by number, weight, whatever. Never sold just by what's it called, estimation. Then there's a third sheet, then Tanoim, that only certain specific things are choshev. And even things that are always sold by number are not choshev, unless they're one of those specific things. Three-way machlokas. Okay. And there's two-way machlokas, really, of Tanoim. One, that the only things that are choshev, that are not bottle, are specific things. And the other is, anything that's sold in a way that is choshev, is choshev. In that side of anything that's sold in a way that's choshev, there's a machlokas amoroyim. Whether it means something that's always sold by number, that's what's choshev, or something that is sometimes sold by number is good enough. Other machlokas, two-way machlokas, and then a machlokas in one of the sides, what he holds. Okay. So now let's see what the Gemara says. Mi savris truma bizanze de rabbanon, de kamok mislo de masnis and amidi de rabbanon, the asus lo bechaze veshok. Right? So, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, you hold that truma bizmanaze is only the rabbanon, and that's why you differentiate between an androgynous letting his wife eat truma bizmanaze, which is only the rabbanon, whereas eating truma in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where it was veraisa. Okay? So he says, yeah, shani shone braisa. In the braisa, I learn eagle shel truma, bottle b'meya shel chulin. Right? A circle of dried figs of truma is bottle in 100 of similar igulim of chulin. O eagle shel truma t'meya, bottle b'kuf igulim shel truma tahora. Or if you have a eagle of truma tumeya, which is nothing you can do except burn it, right? And it gets mixed in with 100 of igulim of truma tahora, which you could have eaten. Now nobody can eat it, right? Even a kohen can't eat it because of maybe the truma tumeya. If it's bottled, though, it's bottled, and you can eat a kohen can eat the whole thing. The eat truma bizman azed dira, and I learned that is bottled. The eat truma bizman azed diraisa, if truma would be minat Torah. Kivin the eagle dover choshuvu, since rounds of dried figs are sold, what's it called, by unit, right? The darko limnos lo bottle shouldn't be bottled, because anything that is normally counted sold by number isn't bottled. Afal gav the trumas tainim the rabbanan. Hoil the truma the oraisa no heges lo mevat lina the rabbanan gzera the rabbanan atu the oraisa. So lechora, if truma would be the oraisa, right? Then even though trumas te'enim is always the rabbanan, because only truma of dogan tirosh v'yitzer is the oraisa, right? According to Rashi, at least according to other Rishonim. But Trumas Te'enim is only the Rabbanan. So we said already there's a machlokus in that too. Some hold that all fruit Trumas Doraisa. And the only thing that's the Rabbanan is vegetables or whatever. But in any case, Rashi learns that Trumas Te'enim, even Bizman HaMikdash, is only the Rabbanan. But if Truma would be the Doraisa, then they would have made across the board all Truma the same, because if you treat Truma the Rabbanan, when there's Truma the Doraisa differently, people will treat the same way Truma Deoraisa. But if this man is there, there is no Truma Deoraisa, then they could be Mekel. So if you see that Eagle the Igulim is bottled, and normally something Choshev isn't bottled, right, it must be that the reason Eagle the Igulim is bottled is because Truma is man is there, is only the Rabbanan. So therefore, Reish Lakish said, since I learned that Eagle the Igulim is bottled, and it's talking this man is there, it must be because Truma is the Rabbanan. Okay. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered Reish Lakish, but hello, Anisho, no, but I learned differently. So therefore, there's no raya that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. Why? Kolomar, ni islecha lemigzer b'ha the Rabbanan atu deraisa. I nami osis levetule b'deraisa lavi surahu. Shari Anisho nechaticha sholchatos tmeya. Bottled the tahora, right? V'hacha needed yoraisahu. The apple gav the darko limonos. I hold that even a chaticha of what's it called of a chatos, which is doraisa, is bottled in a chatos tameya, falls into rove of chatos tahora. So a coin's allowed to eat it. Why? Because it's bottled. V'chara, why should it be bottled? It's what's it called, something chatichos, or something that you normally sell by piece, by unit, right? You don't always sell it by unit, but normally you sell it by unit, right? And it's a doraisa, right? Even though it's darko limnos, the misvoris calls the darko limnos shaninu de lo bottle, esh darko limnos beminyan shaninu shaso meyuchad laminyan, ava chaticho the eagle pabim shein min karim ba'omid. Sometimes they're sold just by estimation. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, there's no proof, because I hold differently than you. you hold that anything that is sometimes sold by unit is never batel. And therefore, if igulim, which are sometimes sold by unit, but not always, is batel, it must be that's because it's Truma Dvizlana says the Rabbanan. Because if it would be Daraisa, it shouldn't be batel. But Rabbi Yochanan said, no, I hold that anything that sometimes is sold by unit is batel. It's only something that's never sold by estimation, only by unit, isn't batel. Therefore, even if Truma would be Daraisa, the fact that an igul is batel is no raya, because I hold igulim are always batel, even by dini daraisa. Because I hold that even a piece of a cut of meat of a chatas, which sometimes is sold by unit and sometimes not, is batel, even though it's an isa daraisa, because it's not considered davar chashuv. It has to be something eshedarko limnos, always is sold by unit. Then it wouldn't be batel. So you can't bring a raya from the fact that Bizman Hazeh, an eagle of Truma, is bottle, and if Truma will be Daraisa, you hold it wouldn't be bottle, because anything that is sometimes sold by unit isn't bottle. So why is this bottle? Because only the Rabbanan. No, I hold that's no raya. Because I hold that even things that are Daraisa are bottle if they're sometimes sold by unit. The only things that aren't bottle are things that always are sold by unit. So therefore, I hold there's no raya from what you're bringing me. You learn igul be igulim, and you would hold normally it wouldn't be bottle. So if it's bottle, it's a proof that today it's only the rabbana. But I hold that igul be igulim would always be bottle, even by a daraisa, because I hold that the chatichas bottle the chatichos, which is the same thing as an igul. Sometimes it's sold by unit, sometimes not. And I hold that even by a chatas daraisa, it's batel, because it's not a davar chashuv unless it's always sold by units. So we have a machlokas now, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, which leads to another machlokas. One machlokas is whether what is not batel, what's considered a davar chashuv, something that's always sold by unit and never sold by estimation, or something that is sometimes sold by unit and not sold by it. Reish Lakish holds something that even if sometimes is sold by unit is chashuv. And therefore, if we see that an eagle, which is sometimes sold by unit, but not always, is batel, it must mean that Truma is the Rabbanan, because if it would be Daraisa, it wouldn't be batel. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, in that kind of case, even Truma Daraisa would be batel, because something that is sometimes sold by unit is batel no matter what. The only things that aren't batel are things that are always sold by unit, and therefore, what's it called? There's no raya from that Mishnah to the fact that Truma is the Rabbanan. Because even if Truma be Daraisa, we'd be bottle. Weight, yeah, anything sold exact. Yeah. Weight, number, or size, or whatever. Okay. So now the Gemara says, now what is it? What is all of this? What did Reish Lakish say to Rabbi Yochanan? What are they referring to? This nan. Mishahayelo chavile tilton shokilaya keren. Yidlikul. Person has bundles of tiltons, fenugreek. Now you know what tilton is. What's fenugreek? Tilton, right? It's a kind of what's it called? Vegetable. It's a vegetable. And it was kilaya keren. It was planted near a keren, so it became osur. It's osur bahanoah. Yidlku. You have to burn it. Nothing you can do with it. You have to destroy it. Nisarvu bacherus. What happens if those chavile tilton, those bundles of tilton, got mixed up with other ones that aren't osir, with mutter ones? Kula yidliku. Give her a mayor. The mayor holds are not bottle, and they all have to be burnt. Why? The chachamim omru, the chachamim omrim yalu be'echer masai. And the chachamim hold that if there's 201 times the one that got mixed in, then Orla and Kilaya Keren were bottled by Masai. They're in Rabban Rabbanim. In Torah, they're bottled by Rabban. But in Rabbanim, the Rabbanim said they have to have 200 times as much. By Truma, you need 100 times as much. By here, you need 200 times as much. Why? Shahayu Rab Meir Omer, call Shadarko Limnos Mekadesh. The reason Rab Meir says that a bundle of fenugreek is not bottled is because he holds that anything that sometimes is sold only by unit is never bottled. And bundles of fenugreek are many times sold by unit, sold a price for each individual one. Sometimes in Echanami you sell, you know, a whole bunch of them for one price without counting them one by one. But sometimes not. So Rav Meir held kol shadarko limnos. Anything that ever is counted is what's it called? Even if it's not always counted, is not bought. The Chachamim omrim einu mekadesh l'shisha dvarim bilvad. The Chachamim hold there's only six specific things that are considered chashuv that are never bottled. But otherwise, even if something is always counted, that doesn't make it chashuv. It has to be one of these six things. What are they? Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva. And Rabbi Akiva says there's seven. He has an extra one. Eluhin. What are those six things? It goes a prach, some kind of nuts, either that come from a place called Perech, or that they're very crumbly nuts that are very, very choshev a thing. They're a very expensive nut, macadamia nuts, whatever, something that's real choshev. The rimone badon and pomegranates that come from badon, those are very choshev a pomegranates. They're sold in these gourmet stores. That's the very choshev a things. The chavios stumos, barrels that are sealed, all barrels that are sealed are considered over choshev. The chilfei tardin, right, and this kind of spinach, the kulche kruv, and this kind of cabbage, udalas yivonis, and a Greek pumpkin. And those are six things. Rabbi Akiva mosif af kikro shobalabais. What's it called? And Rabbi Akiva adds what's it called? Bread baked by a balabos, not a bakery bread is not choshev.
Rhinus bread.
But what bread?
Rhinus bread.
Rhinus, right? Whatever. Okay. Haruuyin laor laorla leklaya keren kilaya keren. Those things that could be orla are orla, and the things that could be kilaya keren, not all of these things can be orla, because orla is only by fruit. Some of them are fruit, some of them are vegetables, can't be orla. Some of them can be vegetables because they could be kilaya keren. So the ones that apply to orla apply to orla, the ones that apply to kilaya keren. Yochanan Sover Eshedarko Limnos. In Reb Meir, right, so it's Machlokas now, Reb Meir and the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva together. Whether anything that is counted is Choshev or only six or seven specific things. Now, Reb Yochanan learned in Reb Meir, even Reb Meir only holds something that always is counted is not Bottle. But if it's sometimes not counted, then it is bottle. And Reish Lakish sober kol shadarko limno shoninu, right? And Reish Lakish holds no, whatever is sometimes counted is also not bottle. So we have a machlokas Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in Reb Meir. When Reb Meir said that anything that is counted is not bottle, that's why he holds that what's it called, that chavile tiltum are not bottle. Is it because you always sell it by unit, or because sometimes you sell it by unit? Rav Yochanan holds it's because always, and therefore something that sometimes is not sold by unit would be bottle. And Reish Lakish holds no. He holds, Rav Meir holds that anything that sometimes is sold by unit is not bottle. Okay. And the Chachamim argue, and they hold that only six things are not bottle, and Rav Akiva adds a seventh thing. That's the Machlok. See Rashi. Tilton, fenugreek, min kitniyasu. It's a kind of grain. Ulamate katvera, but it comes to it's a spice. Spices up, it sweetens the dish that you're making. Yidlaku kilayim v'sreifa. Kilayim are asur b'hano, and you have to burn them. Tchsi tukdash tukadesh. Pen tukdash hasade means tukadesh. You have to burn it. Kulan yidlaku lo batlo. So if one bunch gets mixed up, even with 200 other bunches, you have to burn them all. Why? Because they're not bottled. Kidiktani taima, shahayu Reb Meir omer, kol shadarko limnos, mikadishes hamisarevimo, they ain't bottled barov. Normally something's bottled barov, or kilaya kerem is bottled by masayim. Here it's not bottled at all, because it's dover chashim. Shekilaya kerem, bedover she'ain b'minyin, b'teilim b'echar u'masayim. Kinom rabbisachim b'elu ofrim.
min amosayim min moser shtei meyosh nishtayru bebor mikan la'or lo klei akerem shebetel mosayim. Gemara learns in Pesachim from a pasuk, even though it's only asmachta, because min haTorah everything's bottle barov. But this is bottle the mosayim. The rabbanim were machmer by klei akerem and orla that it's 200. Prach is a buckle. It's the name of a place, and again, some say prach means that it crumbles. Haruim la'orla kagon egozim rimonim chavios mekadshim va'osim asaksherin mishum orla. These things are all fruits, and therefore they're asur ba'orla. So they're sha'orla shayach by those things. Haruim l'klay akerim kagon targin ukru v'dolas. They're not fruits; they're vegetables. The orla doesn't apply to them. There, the klay akerim would apply. Rabbi Yochanan Sover Eshe Darko Limnos Shemiyuchad B'Minyan Shaninu the low bottle. Something that always is sold by unit, that's what's not bottle. But if it's sometimes sold not by unit, Rabbi Yochanan holds it is bottle. Hilke Chatichos V'Igulim Afogav Shedarkam Limanos Hoel Shedarkam Nomi Limakar Ba'omid Bakli. Therefore, Igulim and Chatichos, right, slices of meat, or circles of pressed figs. Most of the time you sell them by unit, but you could sell them, sometimes they're sold wholesale. Right? What's it called? In bulk. That's it, bulk. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, they are bottle. The only things that aren't bottle, according to Rabbi Meir, are things you always sell by unit. Okay. Veshvak is sober, kol shadarko limnos. Afilu the prokim. Even if sometimes you sell them by unit, even though sometimes you sell them by bulk, since sometimes you sell them by unit, they're chashev and they're not bottle. Shaninu, the low bottle. Hilkach eagle, and therefore an eagle is something that sometimes is sold by unit and sometimes sold by dog. Iso kedai the truma bismanazeh deraisa, and therefore if truma bismanazeh would be minatora, an eagle shouldn't be bottle, according to Reish Lakish. If we see that it is, it must be, right, lohaya bottle, must be that's rabbanan. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no raya. The fact that an eagle is bottle, even if it would be minatora, it'd be bottle. Because that's not considered chashu. Because sometimes it's sold by bulk. Never, it's not always sold by unit. Sometimes sold by bulk. And therefore, it's normal that it's bottle. According to Reish Lakish, it's not normal that it's bottle. Something like that would never be bottle. The only reason it's bottle is because it's only the rabbanan. Okay, I plan to finish the Amid, but we'll stop here and tomorrow. What? Yeah, there's something like that. Yeah. Right, but even wholesale, some things you sell sometimes by unit, no? Just with a reduced price. Bulk. Like bulk, so right, yeah.
Everything is bulk and wholesale. Yeah, but it's the way it's.
What?
Fees. You don't want to estimate.
Yeah, okay, but that's.
Everything.
Yeah, but that's only because you're not allowed to do it, even though normally, that's because you have to do it abnormally. So that's something that's always sold like that. It's only not sold like that when it's doing it bedavka, not to sell it the regular way.
Okay, we're up to Pei Aleph on the days at the middle of the Amud. The Gemara is the Iker, Rabbi Yochanan, asked Reish Lakish how he knows that Truma Bisman Hazez the Rabbanan. And Reish Lakish answered, because I learn the Indian of Igul Be'igulim, it's talking about Truma being bottle, right, is talking about something that normally wouldn't be bottle because it's sometimes counted. And Reish Lakish holds that anything that sometimes is counted, according to Rav Meir, is not bottle. And if it is bottle, it's only because it's the Rabbanan Bisman Hazeh, therefore it's bottle. Rabbi Yochanan said, I have no raya from that, because I hold that the only thing that's not bottle, according to the mayor, is something that's always counted. And therefore, an eagle is something that's only sometimes counted. And it would be bottle. So even if it would be minatora, it would be bottle. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, I learned the Mishnah of the Braisa, I guess, of Chaticha, Minachatichos, and that, what's it called, is a case where it's something that is always counted, something that is sometimes counted, and is still bottle. So you see that something that's sometimes counted would be bottle, even if it's Minatora. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what that case is. Mai Chaticha, what's the case that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to, that chaticha beina chaticha shenisa deraisa, something that sometimes counted and still is bottle. Detanya chaticha shel chatos tahoros. You have slices of meat that are from a chatos tahora. Normally, a kohen would be allowed to eat in the Azor. The chain prusa shel lechem haponim tmeya. Right. That or no. It's chaticha shel chatos tmeya. You have a piece of meat of a chatos that's tummy. That can't be eaten. Shinisar with the mea chaticha shel chatos tahoros. And it got mixed in with 100 chatichos of what's it called of tahora. If truma's not bottle except in 101. So kachim is also bottle 101. So it's not enough to mivatle. It's only right. V'chein prusa shel lechem aponim tmeya. A piece of slice of lechem aponim that was tame. Shinisar v'vemeya prusa shel lechem aponim tahoros. Tale, it's bottle. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo sale. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not bottle. See in a second why. Avo chaticha shel chatos tahora. Shinisar v'vemeya chaticha shel chulin tahoros. But if you have a slice of chatos that's tahor, they got mixed in with 100 of other chatichos of chulin tahoros, right? So then you're not really losing anything. You just give it all to a kohen, sell him the chulin part cheap, right? Because nobody else can use it, so you're not going to be able to get full price for it. So you lose a little bit on the sale, but you're not really losing out 100%. So then they said, what's it called? The chain prusa shel lechem aponim tahoros, and sar v'mea prusa shel chulin tahoros. So you could sell it to a kohen and he could eat it. Divrei akol lo sal. Everybody agrees there's not bottle, because we shouldn't be somech on bittle when you can give it to the kohen, let him eat it. You don't have to be somech on bittle that a Yisrael should eat it, and you won't. You only have a big loss. You only have a small loss. So let's see. But in the first case, it would be a big loss. Nobody can eat it. It'll have to be destroyed. Then it can be somech on the bittle. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo sale. Tikasov Rabbi Yehuda b'chol duchte min b'mina lo bottle. Rashi learns the reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not bottle is because it's min b'mina. Min b'mina is lechem b'lechem. Basar b'basar is not bottle. Tosfos questions that Rabbi Yehuda only holds min b'mina is not bottle when it's not bottle, where it's mixed together in a mixture. Not where you have some things that get lost together with other things that are not a mixture. Then we don't find the meaning of min b'mino. By min b'mino is where you have a soup falls into other soup. So it's min b'mino, right? But not where you have 10 things and 4 of them are like this and 6 are like this. That kind of rove, we never find the meaning of min b'mino. But Rashi says. Okay. Divrei akol lo sale, but if it's tahor, a slice of chatas tahor that get mixed in with 100 other slices of chulin tahara, so you could sell it to a kohen, then everybody agrees you don't have bittul. Tanakam moda, then the Tanakam is moda of Yehuda that you don't say it's bottle. Hoil the efshel mokra the kohen behefsid muad. Since you could sell it to a kohen with a small loss, because you're not going to get top price, because only a kohen can buy this mixture. The chaticho prusa darken limonos. So now, so what Rabbi Yochanan brings right from here is that slices of meat and slices of bread are sometimes sold by unit. Mishum prusa darken limonos. Mishum hefsid muad lomavatlin asira deraisa. And what's it called? Because of a small hetzed, we're not somech on bittel, right? When you have another eight, so what to do with it? The afal gav the eagle bottle the chulin, v'lo mazbinin lele kohen. Aye, the case of the igulin, right, is bottle, right? And we don't sell it to a kohen. Hosemu the eagle gufei truma derabonani. Over there, the eagle itself is only a truma derabonan, right? So since it's only a derabonan, then even with a small loss, it's bottle. But over here, it's an issur d'oraisa. We're talking about chatas. We're talking about lechem aponim, right? So there, if it's only a small loss, you're not somech on bittul by an issur d'oraisa, but you are somech on that same bittul even for a small loss by an issur d'rabbanim. Reisha tale de'ein lohem takon elisreifa v'ikahem sekotchem. The reisha where it's tamei that's mixed in with chulin tahora, then it's a big, if you don't, not somech on bittul, it's a big loss. You have to burn the whole thing. So therefore, you can be somech on bittul. That's the brisa. Tani mihas, right? But what can we infer from this brisa? Tani mihas, reisha tale, that in the reisha it is bottle. Even though, what's it called, slices of meat and slices of bread are something that sometimes is counted. So you see that what's it called, that even something that's sometimes counted is bottle. So what is not bottle according to the mayor? Only those things that are, what's it called, those six things or whatever. Tosafot speaks about how do we know that this doesn't go according to the Chachamim, who say that only six things aren't bottle. How do you know that this goes with like Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, right? Reb Meir, that things are, what's it called, that things that are either counted or always or sometimes, according to Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan, are not bottle. Maybe it goes according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva that it's what's it called, nothing is not bottle except for six or seven special things, right? So they bring raya that this raya has to go according to Reb Meir. That what's it called, that either because Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Meir are usually the Baal Pluksa, so Mishnah it's Reb Meir, and therefore you can't say it goes according to the Chacham. Whatever, but that's a kasha they speak about. Okay.
How is it possible for Chatzos the Torah to be the Chatnivos to be mixed up with the Kulin?
Why?
Where is it?
It was in the Azara, and the.
Was Kulin the pieces of Kulin?
Now, so it could be that you're allowed to eat Kulin. What's it called? That you're not allowed to bring chulin bazara, right? Doesn't necessarily mean you can't eat things with it, because the halacha is that you can eat kodshim with spices and things like that are chulin. So you brought it to make a bigger meal, right? You can eat chulin bazara, eat chulin bazara. It can be shecht chulin bazara, whatever, but you can eat it mixed it together with it, or. Stam. People got mixed up. They thought they were. The guy said, "Bring the other chatas," and the guy brought slices of meat that he had for kiddush, for Shabbos, into the Azor by mistake. Simple, right? They had two things of meat, right, waiting for what's it called? And the guy thought this was the chatas meat, and it wasn't. Okay. Tani Mias Resha Rashi says Tala Kashu Resh Lakish. The Omer calls Shadarko Limnos Shaninu. The Hacha Darken Limnos Abatel. Resh Lakish tells that anything that sometimes is sold by unit isn't bottle, and here we see that it is bottle. Tamara says Omer Reb Chiya Berei the Rav Huna Benimucha. It's talking over here where it's not ever sold by unit. It's talking where it got, what's it called, disintegrated. That's well, it dissolved, right? Dissolved. In other words, it's not a slice anymore. When it mixed in with the other thing, it dissolved. It became mush, and mush you don't sell by unit. Where it says ihachi, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the case, if it's nimucha, then why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's not bottle? Where it says very simple. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds Rabbi Yehuda tamei, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his reasoning. The Amar min b'mino lo bottle. This is really a case of min b'mino because it's meat in meat and it dissolved together. It's a mixture. That's lo bottle. Tomorrow says avaloni muchamai lo sale. But if it didn't get dissolved, according to Reish Lakish, the way he's learning this price, so it's not a question on him, and it would remain a slice, which sometimes is sold by unit, it wouldn't be bottle according to anybody.
that adetani aval chaticha shel chatas tahorish nisar v'mameh chaticha shel chulin tahorish lo sale. What the sefer of this price of it says, but if it was chulin tahara and chatas tahara, then it's not bottle because you could sell it to a kohen. So don't rely on dittul when you have an easy way out with a little bit of a loss. Why did it make that case? It could have said a different case. But if it wasn't dissolved, then it's not bottle. Why go to a completely other case where it's tahora and tahora? Even in the case of tameya and tahora, which is what's it called, which is bottle, that's only if it dissolves. But if it's a full slice, it wouldn't be bottle because kol shadar kol limnos. So why did the braisa give a far away case where they're different case where they're both tahor? That's where it's not bottle. I'll give you a case even where one's tameya, that it's not bottle if it still slices. Right, niflog v'nisne v'dida. Why go and bring the case where it's tamei that it's not bottle? Tell me there's a case where it's tar that it's not bottle. I mean, and why the case of tar where it's not bottle? There's even a case of tamei that's not bottle. How? Where it's not dissolved. When do we say it's bottle? That's only if it dissolved. Avalo nimucha lo sale. Right, but if it's not what's it called dissolved, then it's not bottle, even if they're both, if one of them is tamed, if the chatas is tamed. Why didn't it say that case? Well, it says tahoris, but tahoris obviously, right? Because telling me the chiddush of the case where they're both tahor is a bigger chiddush than telling the case where it's a slice and it's not bottle if it's tamed. Rashi says, why is it a bigger chiddush? Rabbi Yehuda Tamei, Rashi, Kisui Adam Vakomets. The makor of Rabbi Yehuda Shita Min Bamino Lo Bottle is in Chulin in Kisui Adam and in Menachos and Hakomets. Adetani Aval Chaticha, the Mashma Taima Mishum the Hetzid Muadu. It's Mashma from the Braisa that the only reason they can find a case where it's not bottle is where it's only a small loss, where you could sell the whole thing to a Kohen for a small loss. Niflug bedido. Tell me there's even a case where it's tamei that it's not bottle, where it still slices. The apple got the leka takanta lo bottle, even though there's no takana, you have a big loss, it's still not bottle, and where it slices. Tell me that chiddush. So where it says no, tahora b'tahora adifale. Why? Because it's a bigger chiddush to tell me the case where both are tahor, and that's why it's not bottle. Why? The apple got the shteim tahoros. The shaykh behu bitul tula tvei, because there's more reason that a tahar b'tahar should be bottle than a tahar b'tame. Why? The ashka maseches trumas, the truma tahora b'chulin tahorin hakol modim sha'olin, uve truma tmeya b'tahora chaluka b'sham b'desil. We find such another similar case that there's a machlokas b'sham b'desil where the truma tmeya is bottle and truma tahora. But truma tahora in chulin, everybody holds a bottle. But truma tamei and truma tahora may not be bottle. So we see that where it's both tahor, there's more of a reason to be bottle than when one is tamei and one is tahor. And therefore, we have a case of both being tahor, where bittul is more probable and still it's not bottle. That's the chiddush. And not only that, and it also dissolved, and still it's not in that bottle. That's a bigger chiddush, because it's not a great loss, so don't rely on the bittul and sell it to a kohen. Okay. Reish Lakish, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa. According to Reish Lakish, what's the difference of the Reisha and the Seifa? Why in the Reisha, right? The Reisha, we say that what's it called? That, tahora b'tmeya is bottle where it's nimuach, and by tahora's not bottle. Amar of Sheisha, but in Ravidi Reisha b'tumas mashkin the rabbanan. According to him, what's it called? If it's not nimuach, right? If it's regular slices, so it should never be bottle. Right, it's talking about slices, not dissolved. Safer, keeping the hetzid muad hole of a vatlina chaticha shleima, all the dark olimnos.
So Rabbi Yochanan says, since it's a slice, and normally you would have a svara that something that is sometimes counted, right, sold by unit, shouldn't be bottled, even though I hold that that under circumstances where you would lose the whole thing, it is bottled. But in circumstances where there's only a little bit of a loss, it isn't bottled. Okay, the Alpha God of Yochanan eagle the truma bottled the chulin. To come ahead of Rish Lakish, v'halo anish shalne, v'chlau the mode be eagle the bottle, right? Even though Rish Lakish holds that kol shadarko libnos, right, is bottle, because he holds by the igulit that it is bottle, right? Mishum hefsed muah bechaticha mode the avina kulakoi, but even Rabbi Yochanan is mode where it's only a small loss. You could sell the whole thing to a Kohen, then even something that is sometimes sold by unit isn't bottled. Since the Issus Nisa Doraisa, we are not Hoshish for a small Hefsid, and we tell you, take the Hefsid, don't be relandable. Ela L'Rish Lakish the Omer needed the Doraisa lo bottle. The hacha mishum derimuach lo chashiv su isur dila ubatla seifa malosala halesali sura beinet. But according to what's it called, Rish Lakish, who holds that anything that is normally what's it called normally counted or sometimes counted isn't bottled ever, right? And that's the reason why what's it called the only if it's nimuach is it bottled. But if it would be a slice, it wouldn't be bottled, right? So then why, what's it called, why the Sefer, right, and he still he holds that what's it called, that because it's Nimuach, it's bottled. So then why isn't it bottled in the Sefer too? Right? If we're Mavatl, and it, real Issa Deraisa, right, only if it's Nimuach, then if it's Nimuach, we should Mavatl it even if it's a small loss, not only a big loss. Right, we don't see that a small loss should make a difference. Even if it's a small loss, it shouldn't be bottled. Seifa, Milo Salo, Lesali Sura Beinats, Nimuach. This is not there. Right? It always is bottled. Why shouldn't this be bottled? According to Rabbi Yochanan, right, the svara is that since this thing has a reason not to be bottled, right, because it's a slice, even though I hold normally it is bottle, but where it's only a small hetzer not. But nimuach is always bottle. So why isn't it bottle even if there's a small loss? That's the question.